It was, in many ways, the water cooler moment of the week, the moment when the fans and fashionistas finally caught a glimpse of Angelina Jolie's Versace wedding dress. And boy, was it different to get a fashion designer's opinion, and not mine. I'm joined by Jen Kelly on the line now. Jen, how are you doing? Are you all right?
Hello, Dave. How are you? Fantastic, thank you.
Good. Now, the dress. What did you think of Angelina?
Oh, Dave, bad. I'm afraid, you know, what a beautiful, beautiful woman. And that's probably where it started and ended. But I didn't like the dress at all, Dave. I thought that for such a stunner and for such an occasion, you know, women just get such a lift. And, you know, even my sister, I was talking to her, and she was just saying we were all just waiting to see what was going to be produced by Versace. And I'm afraid it just didn't make the grade at all, you know, with all the doodles and daddles and whatever.
Okay, whose fault is this? Is it Donatella Versace, or is it Jennifer, or is it Angelina Jolie?
You know, when a star like Angelina, like any fashion house, would like just give the right arm to have a gig like that, because it just puts them on the world, you know, the world map. This is all backed by a huge finance. You know, they have to keep their investors, yeah, you know, going each collection. So I think it was just an appeasing of maybe, you know, brides have that moment of turning into that bridezilla. And I'm not sure if it was between both of them, but ultimately it rests with the designer. So they are really responsible for keeping things on track. And that's what we have to do every day.
Okay, well then let's just describe the dress for the listeners who haven't seen it, because even though we don't have pictures here because this ain't
sure.
TV, all of this has been kept under wraps, of course, because Brad and Angelina have a deal with Hello and People magazine.
That's the main problem, in that she probably was in 10 different countries before she was in France at their chateau for their wedding. So she probably saw the dress very little. It probably was fitted in her absence. But the dress was basically almost like a swimsuit top, you know, sleeveless, no sleeves, just little strings for its sort of straps to hold it on. It had a ruched bodice. It was fitted at the waist because of her amazing sort of structure. And then the big mistake was this great big full circular skirt. And a full circular skirt that was just far too much fabric. And it was a beautiful silk satin. And yet it didn't fall or flow. It was the designer tried to construct it with petticoats or whatever beneath. And it just didn't fall. Like, she should have been sex bomb, gorgeous, you know, stunning dress, but it just fell short. It was a little bit old-fashioned, I thought.
There's nothing wrong with that necessarily. What did you say there, by the way? A what bodice?
It was a ruched bodice that sort of gathered, you know, ruched together, almost like sort of pleats and pinstriped, sort of held around her bosom, but no straps at all, like just tiny little sort of straps on top and no sleeve. And ladies always love a sleeve. I know when I design a wedding dress, that's the first thing people want. You know, I don't want my arm showing, you know.
Okay, but it says here, like, the gown featured a fitted bodice with thin spaghetti stripes with ruching on the bust, there it is, and a plain waist that kicks into a flowing skirt. But, like, surely the real talking point was the designs and the doodles created by her six kids.
That seems sweet on, you know, on paper, but how anybody could sort of in primitive style embroider, you know, to use the skill of an atelier fashion house to just embroider all these doodles onto the wedding veil. I hadn't seen that before, but I think we should look to sort of, that's why we haven't seen it before, you know, because it was sort of, I thought a little bit sort of, we all sat around the kitchen table and embroidered it together.
All right, well then let's take a look at this. Like, what you're saying possibly is the fact that Angelina maybe had no real interest in this at all and just did whatever Donatella wanted her to do. Or maybe she was a bridezilla and, you know, she got what she wanted. Exactly. Maybe Angelina designed the whole damn thing and said, okay, Donatella, you can take the praise or whatever it is, but here goes. This is my design.
Like, Donatella is a little bit wacky. You know, she is a little bit mad. And I'm sure they were all sitting around saying, what should we do? And then, oh, the kids. Yeah, how can we involve the kids? It just seemed that no one took charge of it and made her look beautiful. It certainly wasn't beautiful.
You know, well, you've met Donatella, have you?
I have. I've met Donatella and I met Angelina Jolie when she came. She was in the movie Alexander. Do you remember? And that was premiered in Dublin.
Yeah.
So Angelina was flown in for the day. And I met her with, I met Donatella with Jonathan Rhys-Meyers when she he modeled for them. So, yeah, they're a bit crazy, you know, but I think the true inheritance of the Gianni Versace label have got to be Donatella's children. I think they're the next people coming along.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is, like, if you can divide it into about 10 different parts, it's not out of 10. There's nothing good about the dress.
Well, I'm not saying that every bride looks beautiful, but it seemed to be all by the back, you know, and whilst you see a bride from behind, fine, but it just didn't sort of flatter all her nice bits. And when you have a dress made for you, you know, a couture dress or a gown like that, you really can take into consideration all the bits, whereas to me it looked quite a produced, you know, a mass-produced dress. It certainly wasn't a couture dress.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you think that somebody else would have done a better job? Jen Kelly, would you have done a better job?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just really trying to do a critique of a beautiful occasion, you know, what it could have been. But I just think that they tried too hard and went too far. And, you know, a designer has to keep the bride on track. And I think on this occasion, they sort of lost a little bit.
Okay, well, let's be blunt about this. Jen, you are set up for life because you're absolutely fantastic. But to set up for an even other life, an amazing commission, this would have just set any designer on.
Absolute stratosphere, yeah, right. And so many designers would have, you know, and probably, you know, because there's a closeness there and there's lots of money. I saw $5 million was given to their trust, you know, for charity,
yeah.
That perhaps, you know, a fashion house, it would not be unheard of that they would say, look, let's us, and here's $1 million or two to do it, you know, because any dress worn at the Oscars, that designer is just set for life.
All
and
right,
that's what we're limited to in Ireland a little.
Yeah, okay, and the Jolie Pitt Foundation, which is what it's called, it gets $5 million for the deal,
yes,
with People and Hello magazine, and that'll be spent on humanitarian aid around the
amazing
world. So do you think that that Irish brides this year did better? I'm talking about big ones like Glenda Gilson, Rosanna Davison, and of course our own fabulous Jennifer Maguire.
Absolutely. I think every one of them without exception, you know, were just gorgeous and really a breath of life, you know, and it gives our business a fantastic footing that people do have, you know, good Irish designers that can make good designs for them for their wedding. And that's where the business turns, and we give great employment here in Ireland when you have it done here as well. But they certainly look beautiful. And I mean, Rosanna Davidson, I think she had two dresses, and we had quite a lot of dresses at her wedding. And we all get a bit, you know, even though you may not do the wedding gown, the guests and whatever certainly come to you then, and it gives us all a piece of work.
Right, okay. So what does that now mean then? Like, do you think that this dress will sort of also maybe go up on eBay? Oh, sorry.
I don't think that'll be repeated. You remember when Diana's dress, or the Duchess of Cambridge, you know, everybody, Harrod's Window had the dress in 24 hours and it was all regurgitated into wonderful different designs and went on for many a year. Whereas I think this dress, it was really the fabric choice that let it fall down. And if you look at it, it was created by the Versace label, but it was manufactured in the atelier by, I think, the guy Luigi Massi, and he's their craftsman. Whereas it's very hard to get a craftsman with a fantastic design team, you know, that has that. And I think that it was a bit isolated. It was a bit like the Emperor's clothes. I think if she had looked at it carefully, there could have been, you know, good modifications.
All right, okay. Well, listen, Jen Kelly, fashion designer, basically thumbs up for Angelina, thumbs down for the dress.
Yeah, on this occasion. But
on
many other occasions, she is absolutely stunner.
All right, listen, thanks a million for talking to us, Jen. Come on yourself. Take it easy.
Thank